USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 42 million doses of coronavirus vaccine have been administered in the United States, according to new data from the CDC. About 10% of the country's population have now received at least one dose of the vaccine. As inoculation efforts ramp up, there's hope that life can begin to get back to normal. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes that mask mandates can begin to be rolled back in the fall. He tells Fox News that about 70 to 85% of the population would have to be vaccinated before that could take place.
If we can get 70 to 85% of our population vaccinated and get to what we would hope would be to a degree of herd immunity, which really is an umbrella or a veil of protection against the community, where the level of virus is so low, it's not a threat at all, then at that point you could start thinking in terms of not having to have uniform wearing of masks.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Lawyers for former President Donald Trump filed a brief Monday saying the president was not responsible for the January 6th riot at the Capitol. The filing coming on the eve of the Senate impeachment trial, where Trump is expected to be acquitted. On Monday, Senator John Cornyn called the president's words leading up to the attack reckless, but the Texas Republican said that the constitutional standard for impeachment is not recklessness.
Legal experts have debated not only the constitutionality of trying a former president, but also the wisdom of doing so, and I share concerns on both those fronts. I think this ill-timed impeachment trial sets a dangerous precedent for future former presidents. As politicized as impeachment has become, it could become a reoccurring political exercise that would be toxic for our democracy.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Twitter is looking into restructuring how it brings in revenue. Tim Berg has more details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Twitter is considering subscription fees for some of its products to reduce the company's dependence on advertising revenues. Some ideas include the ability for users to pay the people they follow for exclusive content or charging for advanced services like TweetDeck, the undo send feature, and other profile customization options. Experts believe the company would benefit from a more steady revenue stream as its United States market has started to flatten while it still claims less than 1% of the digital ad market globally. Company leaders may fill in investors on their ideas when it reports fourth quarter numbers on Tuesday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
One Florida city was the target of a hacker who attempted to poison that city's water supply. Police say a hacker accessed the network of the city of Oldsmar's water treatment plant, attempting to increase the amount of sodium hydroxide in the water system. The chemical is used to remove metals in drinking water and is also the main ingredient in liquid drain cleaners. A worker quickly noticed the change and corrected the system before the chemical had a chance to flood into the system. Police say they currently have no leads, nor any indication why Oldsmar was targeted. And tonight's scheduled men's basketball game between Miami and North Carolina was postponed about 2 hours before tip-off, after a video surfaced of two Tar Heel stars at a party without masks on. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.